You're not watching what's happening in Afghanistan is to say that it's disheartening, I think, is a massive understatement. It's an embarrassment to who we are as Americans. It's an embarrassment all the way around. I mean, it really is. And I want, if you missed this, I want you to be perfectly clear on who is calling the shots. It's not America. It's not Joe Biden. It's not the U.S. military. We're not the ones calling the shots in the exodus from Kabul, Afghanistan. No, we're beholden to the Taliban. We're beholden to terrorists. That's where we are. I want you to hear Bite 10 from President Biden. If you missed it earlier, you have to hear this to understand how bad it really is, because we're not in charge. Listen.
But the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out, and no disruptions to our operations.
It's up to the Taliban. We need their continued cooperation. Without it, it won't work. And the Taliban, or the Taliban, or however the heck he says it, him and Obama said it the same way. Taliban. It was just, nobody says that. The Taliban calling the shots. You've got this major meltdown. By some estimates here, as many as 8,000 Americans, maybe more, could still be in Afghanistan, unable to get out. But yesterday got a few hundred out, you see. You've got less than 6 days. I'm looking at the calendar. You got 5 days and a few hours left. Well, 5 days, let's say you got 1,000 a day. You're going to leave 4,000 Americans behind. And with all of this going on, the Democrats not concerned about what's happening in Afghanistan, not concerned about what's happening at the southern border, not concerned about American security, either internationally or here at home. No. Yesterday, they ran through a $3.5 trillion spending plan they haven't even written, but they went and got themselves a whole pile of blank checks that they expect you to pay for. Absolutely outrageous. They don't care what's going on in Afghanistan. It's a convenient distraction to them. And if Americans get stranded there, well, you know. Bite number one, Joe Biden is apparently only meeting with his national security team once a day most of the time, even as thousands of Americans remain trapped in Afghanistan. Yeah, he gets together maybe once a day, sometimes more, but it's not that big a deal. Bite one, listen.
Again, I will leave it to the Department of Defense to get into operational details. As you know, and as I've noted, he is meeting with his national security team every single day, often more than once a day, to continue to discuss.
Sometimes more than once a day? Really? How does he put in the time? I mean, that you know, meeting once a day, sometimes more than one. And the anger. Well, there is the anger, isn't there? If you missed this, I want you to hear it. It's by number four. Because at the gate, this is just one example, at the gates of the airport in Kabul, parents are pushed through, mom and dad get into the airport, somehow their children are pushed back and locked out. Their children are pushed back and locked out of the airport, young kids, elementary age kids. And their parents are inside, sparking outrage in the crowd. At who exactly? Joe Biden. Listen to the response.
And their parents are inside and their children are outside.
Where are the children?
Right here. They're standing right here.
Amid the chaos, we were shown two children apparently left behind when their parents were among the few to be admitted here.
Mr. Biden, you did this. You planned this. You made the deal with the Taliban. This is the consequences of it. This is the repercussions of it. Mr. Biden, it's your ill calculation. You were against Trump. Now we are against you. Go to hell, Biden.
It's remarkable, isn't it? Heartbreaking, those children sitting there. And Joe Biden, well, he meets with his national security team at least once a day, sometimes more. Sometimes he meets with his national security team more. Remarkable. How does he do it? How does he get in that amount of time? How does he bust his tail like that? Want to jump to bite six. Officials in this completely incompetent administration would like you to believe they know how many Americans are in Afghanistan. They know how many Americans need to be evacuated. It's awfully hard to believe when they can't tell you straight how many Americans they've gotten out. They don't have any idea how many Americans have come, are gone, are left behind, will be sacrificed to the terrorists. Quite simply, they don't know. How do I know? Because I can listen to this same as you can. Go.
For all Americans who want to leave, the State Department is working very hard to contact them, and we are getting them out every day. That's not going to change. I understand the question about the specific detail. I would just tell you that several thousand Americans have been safely evacuated from Afghanistan. I understand 5, that's 000? Not the degree of specificity that you want.
No,
but that is as far as I'm going to be able to go today. Several thousand. And to include, I would, several hundred just yesterday.
Several hundred in one day? How did you do it? How did you do it? I mean, a C-17 transport plane can carry, 800 at a time? And you got a few hundred out. Wow. How many planes do we have there? Well, that's something we can't talk about. How many planes do you have coming? Can't talk about that. How many Americans left behind? Can't talk about that. These are the people that want to plan your life, America. These are the people that think they're qualified to be in charge of your life and making decisions for you and your family. These people. They think they're smarter than you are. Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. They believe they should be in charge of your life. With these clowns being in front of the microphones and cameras to tell you how well it's all going. Swimmingly well. Look how nicely it's going. What an utter embarrassment. We'll be right back.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. Win or lose, the Tigers are a different team this year than last. We've all recognized that as the season has progressed. But it's amazing, even stunning, how much more diverse this team becomes when Akil Badu, Derek Hill, and Eric Haas are in the lineup. Hill missed 11 days earlier this month because of bruised ribs. He comes back, gets two hits in his first game, then makes a highlight reel play in center in the next. Badu has been gone for 2 weeks, but returned Tuesday night against the Cardinals. Just his presence at the top of the order and his ability in left field makes a massive difference for this team. After all, A.J. Hinch's philosophy has been you need two center fielders in the outfield. It won't be much longer until Haas returns. His consistent thump in the middle of the order has been sorely missed, as well as his handling of the pitching staff. All three men are young, they're energetic, and they're productive. It's a promising sign for the future, if not for the present.